To a wild start for the beginning of the season, getting creamed at home against the Wild, having a good performance against the Flames and the Canucks, and then coming home to get T-boned against the Chicago Blackhawks. So it's been weird. It's like the team looks good, the roster looks good on paper, and there's just been a couple games, both against division opponents, where we just completely just fall apart. What is it, Maggie? What's going on?
Well, the Blues are 2-2. I will say that the Central is probably the hardest division. It's going to be really tough, and we got to get wins in this Central division. Those are big ones this season, and I don't think looking at the Central right now, I don't think any team is a team, you know, that you can't worry about. Chicago had some good pickups in the offseason. Nashville, Utah. We're sitting sixth in the division right now, 2-2. I know it's early in the season, but these games against the Central opponents are very, very important this season. And I think it's going to come down, you know, to that last point when it comes to playoff time and whatnot. Blues just got to figure it out soon, because it could get ugly quickly.
Yeah. Just, you know, we can crap all of the Blackhawks as much as we want, but low-key, they could be a good team, you know, Dark Knight in this division. And that's something, you know, we can't really, obviously we can't overlook. And we did that, and we got humbled. So specifically, you know, in these losses, what do you think specifically that you saw, that you kind of saw on the highlights or what have you, on the stats? What speaks out to you towards, like, okay, this is what's going on. This is why, you know, things are falling apart, and why we're getting these weird losses, when in the other games where, you know, we're playing phenomenal, we're looking really good. Like, what are those few things that need to be tweaked that it's like, that's why things are falling apart in these few games?
I think to your question, I think it's also just kind of too early to even kind of pinpoint. You know, I never really understood hockey preseason and like training camp and like why they only literally train for like a month with the team, less than that. I know that they're supposed to be, you know, working out and training and skating year round when they're not playing. And I just don't understand the, you know, 2 weeks training camp and then straight into preseason games. I don't think that gives you enough time to, you know, mesh with line mates. I mean, we're seeing obviously a juggle. The Neighbors was supposed to be on the third, and now he's on the top first line, and he's leading the Blues with 4 goals. I don't think anyone would have pictured that at the beginning of the season. We know Neighbors is good, and we know what he can do, but I think a lot of people were expecting, you know, Kyrou, Holloway, like, just kind of breaking out and, you know, probably leading the team with goals and whatnot. They've been pretty quiet so far. You know, we're only just 4 games in. It's a long season. You know, hockey is definitely a roller coaster, but I don't think you can really pinpoint what is with the, you know, the 2 wins and the 2 losses. I think it's more just trying to mesh things together and get things going. So, you know, it's still early. Obviously, you don't want to lose 5-0 or 8-3. Kind of makes you nervous, but, you know, it's early and it's a long season.
Yeah. And obviously, it's like you said, it's early, but I guess the few things I'm noticing is these losses, especially that, you know, we're getting creamed on. I feel like we're just having struggles picking up the rebounds in our D zone off Hofer or Bennington. Like, we're struggling to stay with the puck, or there's always like a man just sitting loose or just kind of sliding in on the back corner, waiting for that rebound, and he eventually gets it, you know, and we're just not paying attention to that well enough. is just what I think. And I think the games where we, I think those games also just the opponent just kind of came at you with fire and whatever, and you just, you had no response for it. They came in, they took their shots off, they moved the puck quickly, and we just had no response. Like we couldn't move with the puck, keep our heads on a swivel for guys moving around the ice, trying to get open and stuff like that. I just don't think we did a good job with covering those guys or covering those rebounds, and that's what killed us. And obviously, there's probably other things too to go with it, but that's kind of the main takeaways I saw from my point of view. And then, funny enough, I'm kind of looking at this stat right now between Zach Bolduc and Logan Mailloux. Right now, Zach Bolduc has 4 games played for the Canadiens. He has 3 goals, an assist, 4 points, and a +1. And Logan Mailloux, through 4 games, has 0 goals, 0 assists, 0 points, and a -7. So that's kind of an interesting stat to look at right now. Again, it's early, but it's something you really don't want to see.
Yeah, I'm very frustrated with that trade. I am a huge Zach Bolduc fan. You know, I watched the draft the year that he got drafted and have been excited. Same with, Jake Neighbors. So I think seeing that trade was, harsh, especially him coming into the NHL, and I think he scored 19 goals in 30 games with us last season, so that gives the Blues fans hope. And then they go and trade one for one with this defender who has spent a lot of time in the AHL, and then just a lot of people not giving him a whole lot of praise on Twitter and whatnot. And I, it's frustrating to see that trade happen, especially, Bolduc is playing wonderful with the Canadiens, and, I'm obviously happy for him, big fan, but, our part of the trade doesn't seem to be holding up, I would have been happy with a Kessel Skinner in that position if they were thinking about, this trade before. Skinner had a great camp, and we know what Kessel can do. I don't know. I think it was poorly done, and we're kind of, we're paying for it right now. -7, and we're 4 games in.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Again, even though, like that stat I gave earlier, it's a sample size, so it's nothing too deep to look into. So if you're still listening and you're like, oh, come on, like, it's not that big of a deal, whatever. Yeah, you're probably right. But, it's just a funny little stat to look at from that trade. But, yeah, it's still early in the season. It's just, again, you don't want to be, digging yourself these big holes. And it's good that it's early in the season, because there's so much room to improve, so much more hockey left to play. And things are for sure just getting started. We have 3 more home games coming up. Stars at home, luckily at 6 p.m. puck drop. Then you got the Kings and Utah as well, all at home next week, this weekend and next week. So all Western Conference teams. So that's good, because after losing two games against your own division, it'll be nice to try and get one back against the Stars and collect a couple of wins from the Kings and Utah, who are also in the Western Conference. So that'll be something to look forward to as well. So yeah, that's all I got for this moment. What else do you want to add? These 4 games so far, Maggie, and what's coming up here between the Stars, Kings, and Utah next week before we go on the road?
I think Dallas is going to be a tough matchup for sure. I'm expecting a Benner start in that game, of course, just because Hofer played this last game and just wasn't one of his best games. So I'm going to guess Benner in goal against the Stars. Stars are, jacked with talent. It could be a blowout, or it could be a pretty equal playing game. Obviously want the Blues to win. Hopefully we can see some other people, get on the score sheet. Buchnevich, Iru, Fowler, Parenko, guys who are normally on the score sheet, just haven't really been. So, I'm hoping that, the next couple games, things start clicking and, grooving with these lines and whatnot. We know that they can do it, but time will tell. Like Kings, I don't really know too much about them this year. I think they're 1-2-1. So, it's early. And then Utah Mammoth, you know, they got St. Louis's own Clayton Keller, the captain over there. They're a pretty young team. I would kind of place them with like the Chicago Blackhawks in a way. But it's definitely not a team to sleep on for sure. You know, they're another central opponent, so you know, we have to come out guns blazing against these opponents here. But you know, I could see after the Chicago loss, I could see the Blues coming out and getting 3 wins at home, 'cause that shit's gonna piss them off. And I, no offense to the Blues, I don't want them to be an away team. I want them to be a home team. So these people are paying all this money to go to the game, and you know, they want to be entertained and they want to go home with a Blues win. So.
Yeah, two division opponents coming up, Dallas and Utah. That's something you don't want to see. It's just, you crap in the bed more often than not. And I think things are okay. It's not time to hit the panic button yet. Things are getting going here. Things are starting fresh, new team, stuff like that. And I trust Army. I trust Monty. They're a good management roles, good leaders, good coaches. And I think we're just kind of shaking off the cobwebs and getting our lines together and seeing what's right, what's wrong. And we're clearly seeing that. And then with our goalie situation, they had one of those nights where they just couldn't make the right moves. They couldn't make the easy saves, what have you. And sometimes that just happens. Luckily, it's happening now in the first few games of the season instead of like a playoff game or something like that. But you don't want this to continue to keep happening to a point where, it could be seriously meaningful the last few games where, you're within 6 points of a playoff spot, or, it becomes whether you make the playoffs or not because of those sloppy games you had at the beginning of the season that could have been wins or what have you, something like that, right? And that's what you don't want to happen too often early on in the season that could be meaningful later on,
Yeah, I saw on Twitter earlier, it was the craziest take. Literally 4 games into the season, and this one guy said that we needed to fire Montgomery.
No, not yet. Nope.
I don't see that happening, and I also just don't see, even if the season didn't go great, I still don't see that happening.
No, he's a good coach. I trust him. I like him. He's been doing good things. I'm pretty sure the guys like him on the team.
Yeah.
We just got to get our heads straight here and shake off the nerves, shake off this, the first few games here.
Yeah, like you said, it's too early to panic.
It's when we're taking our shots, we're playing aggressively, things are going our way, and you can just see the confidence in their smiles. And when we score and stuff like that, they know they're playing well, and they're happy with the result. For whatever reason, those few games, we just played too timidly, or we just weren't alert enough, seeing those rebounds on the defense, sticking with our man there, what have you. It was just weird. Give or take, I think that first game against the Wild, their first two goals were just the first goal was just a weird bounce, and he got his own like little chip pass to himself and scored. And then the second goal for the Wild was just some incredible deflection that was top 90 upper corner where nobody in the league would ever be able to stop it. And then from there, I think it just killed our momentum, and then they just ran away with it. But other than that, those few things we mentioned that could be cleaned up, and you got much closer game after that.
Yeah, and they've been going in and looking at what they need to fix after each game. So, you know, I'm sure like the next, they were probably off today, tomorrow, you know, goaltending's going to be hitting hard, forwards, defense going to be doing what they need to be doing. You know, after that Minnesota game, they were complaining about like net front presence, and literally when you go into the second game and all the goals are off net front presence. So it's like just making those little adjustments. They know what they need to do. So, you know,
Yeah,
get
and
ready for Dallas on Saturday.
yeah, Dallas is gonna be a big test for sure. Especially after, not taking Chicago too seriously. Now you really gotta get your head straight with Dallas here, because you got Dallas, then the Kings, and then another division opponent, Utah, after that, before you go on the road. So yeah, I'll be excited to see that and see how that plays out. See how the rest of this homestead works out for us, and hopefully we can get some points back and get back above 500.
Yeah, let's go Blues.
You got anything else before we I got nothing else right now. I think we've pretty much covered it all. You got anything else before we hop out of here, Maggie?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything we needed to.
Alrighty, and I guess that'll do it for us. So thank you for everybody for listening. Go ahead and share this podcast, Section 314, available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You know, we're here about every week or two, you know, just covering after a few chunk of games, we go and cover everything Blues related. Thank you again for listening to us. And until the ice is clean again, we'll see y'all next time. Let's go Blues.